The reason why the churches of Asia Minor needed this prophecy was their own sin. Because in the application portion of this book, in the seven letters to the seven churches, Jesus pointed out the sins of idolatry and immorality that were tolerated and practiced in the church. Chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. You see, the sins of the unrepentant earth dwellers are the same as those in the churches. And Christ's repeated call in the letters is to do what those who dwell on the earth refuse to do. His call again and again and again is repent. And repent means to turn. Turn away from sin. Turn to God. The church is not the refuge for sinners. Being in this building among this people or saying one day, Lord, Lord, won't save you from God's wrath. Because the true church is repentant. All in the true church are recovering from being idolaters and from being held in the cords of iniquity. One day, all the unrepentant will be condemned. So woe to those in the church who will not repent today, for they should have no hope of any better treatment than those in these texts before us. Yet Jesus is gracious to reveal this to us now, giving us time to repent. Whether that is a repentance under salvation or repentance that returns us to sweet fellowship with Him. Either one, where are you today?